The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Friday. Yep, that's right. It is Friday, 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time. As we go exploring what some people refer to as Feel Good Friday, I always, of course, appreciate the emails with doctored photos in there showing the Mormon magical underwear with Mitten and Romney's heads taped to the top of them. Oh, man, you guys are creative. I know you just couldn't help yourselves. In the meantime, because of the fact that we're going to be experiencing another full moon over the weekend. And of course, a little bit of reminder here, some words of wisdom, whatever have you, that's important, right? To understand a few things about it. And that's one of the reasons why we put, these thoughts into question here and into commentary on our show. When world events shake us to the core or burden us and we realize how much we are influenced by them without being able to assert any control, the question arises as to how we could escape the intimidating feelings of powerlessness and maintain a sense of autonomy and confidence. Here are two thoughts. On the one hand, it is possible to broaden the scope and bring to our awareness of how much we as humankind move in an immeasurably large spectrum between polar opposites, between good and evil, creation and destruction, love and hate, life and death, white and black. We've been struggling with this for thousands of years to ultimately experience as many nuances and learn from them. This is not an easy path, all these nuances that we have to learn from. On the other hand, it is possible to reduce the scope, practicing self-reflection, to come to the realization that we can make a decision for our lives and for our inner values, for the people we love, for a new world already existing within ourselves that impacts our surroundings and elicits change. A lot of it has to do with your faith. That's important. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to bring it up this morning. Before we approach our news notes. And of course, I have this item in my hand, which we still have a few left. It's called the Help Point Machine. There's a little space on the back where you take the plastic off it because it's very carefully wrapped. I'm holding it up to the screen right now for those of you watching me on live stream so you can see it. It's a device that runs on a 9-volt battery. And so you literally can use this to maintain your health, even in a grid down situation. Isn't that nice? Especially stress. Because I'll tell you what, there's nothing better than acupuncture to alleviate stress. And if you are in a grid down situation, especially EMP, and you have no way to get to an acupuncturist, you've got to be able to do it yourself. So this is acupressure. This works very similarly to acupuncture, where you basically use this microcurrent stimulator. You just take the cap off, and there it is. I'm going to hold it up to the screen so you can see that little metal tip right there, that little metal needle, all right? It's not a needle that sticks in your skin, no. It's a needle that touches the surface of your skin and puts frequency back into your body. It stimulates your body's own healing system, which is why we sell it. And we have them in inventory. which means if you order one today, because it's 20% off, I paid retail for mine and I'm still happy. All right. You get 20% off if you order from the Power Mall. This is for a very limited time. We've got a limited number of these in stock. We are trying to liquidate them. Here's a chance to get one of these little gems for yourself and invest in your own health. And the reason I say it is because Dr. Mark Richards, this book right here, nobody wants you healthy. He wrote the book. He's going to be a guest on our show today. This we do at the Power Mall. We want you healthy. That's why we have this machine, the Health Point machine. We're offering 20% off on this machine. And we have a limited number of these things left. You don't want to be left without one, especially if all of a sudden you find yourself without the necessary funds to get treatment or whatever the case may be, or you have aches and pains and you don't want to go to the doctor. Here is the method. This is Chinese medicine. This is the, I mean, literally, anybody knows anything about meridians knows what these things are. And if you don't know anything about meridians, then you need to study it. Because when things are out of whack, your whole body talks to you, and who knows you better? Your doctor doesn't even know you any better than you do. You know what aches and pains are and where they are at any given moment in time. You know. You know more than your doctor does. It's like every time I go to the doctor, I said, "Doc, every time I do this, raise my hand, it hurts." And he goes, "Don't do that." Oh, duh. See, here's the whole problem. What do doctors do? Treat the symptoms. What are you trying to find the cause? A lot of it has to do with your frequencies being out of whack, and that's why we have this product here. The Health Point machine is there to eliminate the symptoms, go to the root cause of the problem, and put the frequency back into your body. That's why you can't afford to be without one. And if you have two people living in the house, you can treat each other with it. But see, these units are made where you can self-treat. That's what I love about them. So you got to invest in one. Now, you can go online and order one. We've already figured out the price at checkout, and we'll ship it to you. 10% off of Good Health Naturally products, but 20% off the Health Point machine. And not only that, but, you know, for those of you who look at this machine in my hot little hand here and go, "Oh, that's too complicated. Look at all those buttons on the side." It's not complicated. Trust me. There's an intensity button, a sensitivity button, and then there are different types of frequency switches at the bottom. So I'm looking right now at an on-off button, right? There's a remote control plug right here that you plug in a remote with, so you can actually do touch points with the remote control like a little pen. It's totally cool. And not only that, but believe it or not, look at this. I've got a whole book right here. I'll show you the title. Mastering Acupuncture. See that right there? This big, look, it's a book. It's a manual. It's a workbook. Like the stuff I put out in my workshops. It's that detailed. Mastering Acupuncture. I mean, come on. Here's a new way. Can you say barter? Here's a new way. If we go into a grid-down situation, you need a way to help people, and they're hurting, you have a way to help them. And they might be willing to share something with you that you need, and you have the means. You got what I'm saying here? It's another solution. So you need to get this. We've got videos available to teach you how to use it. We've got the Health Point Kit Guide, all you need to know at thepowermall.com. Power Mall is going to be opening up in about 51 minutes from now, so you can call and talk to Jay. You can call her Jay, and you can call her Ray. You can call her whatever you want as long as you call her, 877-817-9829, and order one of these while we still have them, because when they run out, they're out. We have 20% off of all my books this week at the Power Mall, as a matter of fact, as well. I got the class coming up. I think we posted that on our page at thepowerhour.com. So you can see the details of the class. And by the way, everybody that buys a participation in the class and shows up in Dallas for this last session I'm going to do, because I really, I can't go any further without committing unauthorized practice of law. I'm talking about foreclosure litigation strategies and defense, foreclosure defense. I'm talking about chain of title, how to get yourself educated so you can help other people in addition to yourself. If you are affected, you are somebody you know. You see, knowledge is power. That's our motto here. And so that's why I teach these classes. I've been doing it all over the United States. I've been doing this since 2012, May. The first class I ever taught was a CLE, Continuing Legal Education for Attorneys. I actually was teaching attorneys how to do the stuff I teach to you guys because they didn't know. This is all new. Foreclosure litigation was new. These homeowners were getting ripped off left and right by the banks. The attorneys didn't understand why. I put that into perspective in the class. One of the reasons why we're doing this. So for those of you that want a little front education, you can order my books at 20% off from the Power Mall. And of course, you know, I co-wrote the Quiet Title War Manual with attorney Al West that has further developed the C&E, which is a cancellation and expungement action for getting rid of these crazy documents out of your land records that are clouding the title, which is why I wrote the book Clouded Titles, because that's what these documents did. They littered in the numbers, tens of millions. A lot of them cranked out by the servicers, third-party document mills. Yeah. We also have 15% off for a limited time at the Power Mall. Good Health Naturally's astaxanthin with DHA, the king of carotenoids or carotenoids or however you want to pronounce it. Doesn't matter. 10% off of Strauss Natural Products. And we also have the 3.4 fluid ounce sizes of the cardio, kidney, prostate, and bladder formulas. We've got 15% off of Colestamine, Black Seed Plus capsules, oil of black seed, silver liquid, 10 part per million, the spray accessory kit, the Willard Water Aloe Gel, 16 ounce, and the silver gel, 24 part per million, 4 ounce. Now that goes in addition to the $53 for the winter wellness kit. I mean, you can't beat the specials we've got going on right now. What's going on? Getting toward the end of the month, a lot of you getting paychecks. This is the time to think about your health. Put that number one, because if you don't have good health, you can't function. I think we all know that and we can agree. We also have the DuraFlow water filters and aqua pails now back in stock as well. For those of you who are interested in having people, other people lift you up to God in prayer, you can go to the powerhour.com website, click on the community tab, and you can submit a prayer request. Or in the alternative, if you want to chat with some of our other listeners about show topics, you can go to thepowerhour.com, go to the community tab, and click on the forum button. And you have to sign up, and you get to share your thoughts with other listeners. And, of course, we are always looking for, as part of our outreach, to go to radio stations, like we have some right now on our network that are broadcasting our program. And if you want them on your radio station locally, and you know somebody that is clamoring for content, give their program director or general manager a call and let them know we're there and how they can reach us. That would be great. They can email us at support@thepowerhour.com, and we'll do our best to get them connected to the show. Of course, your donations are always appreciated as well. And you know the ways to do that. You go to thepowerhour.com, click support us, make a donation that way. You can call Jay when the Power Mall opens up at 877-817-9829 and make one through her. You can donate through our snail mail at P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Or you can buy from the Power Mall, which is one of the reasons why we offer the specials we do. So that's the time to stock up on what we have on special is now. Okay. Again, Dr. Mark Richards is going to be joining us in the next hour. It's going to be interesting. We'll be taking your phone calls, too, because I know you get questions. Here you have a chance to ask the doc. And there's only one doc, because if we had two docs on there, that would be a paradox. Well, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. Hey, it's Feel Good Friday. Come on. I can crack a funny here. Don't take it so seriously. Remember, don't sweat the petty things. Pet the sweaty things. All right. Hope you had a good chuckle on that one. All right, we move into the news. Unfortunately, for those living in the areas of around Acapulco, Cleanup damage and assessments have begun. It has leveled homes, hotels, cut off communications. The military's been called in to help with aid efforts. Got people, I mean, they found at least 27 people perished from this. In Latin America, the Peruvian government is promoting insect consumption to implement sustainable development agenda. Oh, my goodness, Peru is becoming part of the UN game plan. The Chef's Manifesto Initiative includes more than 130 chefs in 38 countries willing to promote policies that align with sustainable development goals.
You will eat the bugs. Yeah, we have the good recipe for you.
Yes. What is it? Cockroach crudité? I mean, what do we got going on here, huh? Cockroach canapes. Yeah. Cockroach crepes? I mean, I'm just covering the seas. Good God. These people, I'm telling you, they're a bit nutty. Most parts of Ghana have been plunged into darkness due to a lack of gas to power machinery to use to generate electricity in the country. Power distribution from Ghana Grid Company Limited, or GridCo, says the situation has caused a supply gap of 550 megawatts at peak time at Tema Power Plant near the capital of Accra. This is 10% of the country's capacity, according to Reuters. And, of course, this started yesterday evening, this massive outage in Ghana. Now, I wonder, because of that, this should be a lesson. Keep your eye on Ghana. I'm thinking outside the box here. Because if you don't have electricity in your neck of the woods, what does that mean? It means that because there's no light, the cockroaches come out. And I'm talking about the thieves, the looters, the criminals. This is the time, because of darkness, obviously. When you don't have a light to shine on them, the cockroaches run away. But, I mean, if you don't have a light, you can't shine it on them, and they don't run away. So, obviously, we have to have the means to either generate our own electricity, or we have to arm ourselves to the teeth in anticipation that somebody may come knocking on our door with the idea of breaking in and taking what's not theirs. It's the have-nots versus the haves again. So keep your eye on what's going on in Ghana, because if all of a sudden the nation is plunged into this unrest, you will know what caused it. And then you can reflect on that, because it could happen here. Don't think it can't, because it will at some point in time in this nation's future. It will happen. We have all these people coming into this country illegally. Some of these people are very well trained. They're computer savvy. They know how to access our grids. They could cyber attack us and shut down a majority of the grids in this country. Don't think it won't happen. We go out there as World Cop and start pissing off all those people. Everybody here that's already snuck into our country turns around and they start exacting revenge on the United States, we the people, not the government. Government doesn't care about you. They only care that whether you exist or not. That's why they had the big pharma develop the jab, because they don't want you here. They want you dead, so they don't have to pay your Social Security. They don't want you around. They don't want you complaining to Congress, because Congress isn't doing what we the people want them to do. No, Congress is out there working on their own best interest, which is why they have another rhino sitting in the speaker's chair now. I mean, he unzipped his fly on Hannity, for those of you who are watching it. I mean, now he's talking about budget cutting. Well, in order to send money to Ukraine, see, there you go. Now we got a warmonger in the driver's seat again. We'll have to make budget cuts elsewhere in order to be able to afford to send money to Ukraine. You see what I mean? We got 900 U.S. troops deploying to the Middle East in harm's way. Now, this is giving the U.S. a reason to go full tilt boogie on Iran and Syria and Lebanon. Yeah. And, of course, Brigadier General Pat Ryder, who has been the PR guy for the Pentagon, I can confirm they're not going to Israel. Really? I mean, we had retired Colonel John Mills on yesterday, who said these people are lying. You don't know where these people are going. Only they know where they're going. and you might hear about their unfortunate demise. You might. See, they're going to try to cover all this stuff up. Your sons and daughters took an oath to uphold and defend and protect the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. This is something you can control. Because if they start conscription in this country, which is the draft, what are you going to do about your children? Going to let them go off and be killed in wars?
Oh, well, it's the honorable American thing to do.
Really? U.S. fighter jets, by the way, obstruct Iran-linked sites in Syria in retaliation for attacks on U.S. troops. And who says we're not involved? This according to a senior U.S. military official. Really? Not from a White Horse house? The precision strikes were carried out near Bukamal by two F-16 fighter jets. They struck weapons and ammunition depots connected to the IRGC. That's Iran's guard, right? So anyway, aside from that, then of course, Israeli comedians are now making fun of the BBC because they showed and were reporting of the Gaza hospital blast. Yeah. And now the Israeli comedians are taking to the TV, making fun of the BBC for their blunderous reporting of the event. And it's not the first time. Remember WTC7? 20 minutes before the building went down? They're standing there in front of the building, and it's still there, saying that it fell. 20 minutes. What did BBC know? See, they're all part of this game. That's why they're now being made fun of. Do you really trust the mainstream media? BBC is part of it, by the way. I really, every time I go to BBC or even The Guardian is woke. Every time I go there and I look at that, I have to decipher through the stuff and read between the lines. Because a lot of people out there, they look at mainstream media. Well, mainstream media reported it, so it must be true. Wow. We've already told you about the cuts for foreign aid. It requires a clear strategy and accountability for Ukraine money, according to new House Speaker Representative Mike Johnson. Just remember, of everything that's going on in Congress right now, ye shall know them by their fruits. Enough said. Police have issued an arrest warrant for Robert Card for 8 counts of murder. And the reason it's only 8 and not 18 is because of the fact they haven't identified the other bodies that they found that were shot to death up in Maine. And, of course, now they suspect, and, of course, police have surrounded a farmhouse up there owned by the suspect's family in Bowdoin, Maine. It's possible. This is several miles from where he's alleged to have carried out the massacre Wednesday evening. So the FBI and Maine State Police have been staking out the property, thinking that that's where he's hiding out at. They don't know, but they think he's there. So let's surround it and make it look like we're doing something. President Biden, is that what he calls himself? Wow. I don't call him that. You know what I call him? The hair-sniffing, ice cream cone-gouging moron with mental acuity of office furniture. I want to read Ashley's diary. Joe, do you have a copy? I want to see it. I want somebody to take that and put it on Kindle so we can all read it. Find out what he did to Ashley in the shower. We have a pedophile in the White House. This according to Ashley. Hey, it's not mine. I'm not the one that came out with this. I haven't put blame on anybody or pointed a finger at anybody without some sort of means of culpability. There's a diary out there. Somebody put it in writing about what Daddy did to me. Oh, my goodness. I bet they told her in no uncertain terms to shut up. Yeah, they put a lid on her ever since somebody found that diary. And boy, I mean, the nefarious things that happened to everybody involved, you know, O'Keefe. I mean, look at all these people that, you know, came in contact with that diary. And it's like poison. It's like a ricin dart, right? So he's warning the CCP not to attack Philippine vessels in the South China Sea. And why would that be? Well, because you're attacking a U.S. ally and it would trigger Washington's mutual defense treaty with Manila. In other words, give us an excuse. For what? What are you going to do, Joe? Pull your pants down and show everybody your shortcomings? You don't need to do that. They can already see it sticking out of your suit up on top. I know somebody is going to submit a picture of the Mormon underwear with Joe Biden's head on top now. See, Joe, the rest of you is protected because you've got the magical underwear on, but up on top up here? Woohoo! Hello? Anybody home? Yep, all right. Yeah, it's Feel Good Friday, so yep, time to poke. The Senate has passed a resolution condemning Hamas and anti-Semitism on campuses across the country. Whoop-de-doo! Resolutions aren't law. Just to let you know, it's all theatrics, folks. It's all optics. Well, I already read you the list of people who have dual citizenship with Israel. Now you know why. All right? They're trying to make it look like they're doing something. After all, we're paying for it with our tax dollars, right? Everything, all these budget cuts that our new speaker says he's going to see so we can send money to Ukraine. All those budget cuts are coming out of where? Our general fund we don't have? I mean, they're literally printing money like, you know, it's going out of style. They don't have it growing on trees in Washington. It's no different. It's all fiat. We're all scratching our head going, well, we're that deep in debt. Debt to what? To debt notes? Really? We're in debt? Really? I mean, literally now we're seeing the number of bankruptcies on the rise in America. Yet Janet Yellen says, oh, Americans are, they have faith in the economy and they're spending money. The GDP is, you know, you must be doing mushrooms, Janet. She must have enjoyed her trip to China with all the mushrooms she ingested. She's a little whacked out up there. Her and Joe are in competition for who can be the most whacked out, I would think. Don't you? I mean, seriously, I went over to get to the part on the economics of what's going on in this country right now this morning, because we got a bunch of news on the economy you are not going to like. And you're going to be thinking that Yellen is an idiot. Well, welcome to the club. It's all part of the DC gimmick. And then they put it on mainstream media and make everybody believe that they know what they're talking about when in fact they don't. The DOJ has asked the D.C. judge, Tanya Chutkan, Obama appointee, to reinstate her gag order on President Trump, arguing that it doesn't violate his constitutional right to free speech. Of course, it's pending appeal right now. Doesn't matter. Have to go through the appeal motion, but, you know, Jack Smith's got to do something, right? Now I'm going to talk a little bit about this $10,000 gag order violation that the Sir Arthur Pendragon, no, and Goron in New York, where witness Michael Cohen appeared on the stand and backtracked in his testimony against the president. Federal judge fined President Trump $10,000 for violating the gag order. This is the first in the history of the state. He's gone crazy in his hatred of Trump, according to what Trump wrote. But here's the thing. Trump has attacked the judge's law clerk, and the judge's law clerk, when Alina Haba was questioning Cohen, was rolling her eyes in the back of her head. Who is ruling on this case? The judge's law clerk or the judge? Who's actually ruling from the bench here? Figure that one out. We'll be back with more news after these important messages from the Power Hour. Stay with us.
About one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regarest while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regarest keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regarest in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regarest from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regarest, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Thirty-three minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here on the Power Hour, Dave Krieger with you on this Friday. And of course, I was going on about this situation with being this judge in New York and Goron. President Trump, of course, former President Trump has gone ballistic on social media, claiming the judge in the New York State AG case refuses to accept the overturning of his decision by the appeals court. That does piss off judges. It does, having your decisions overturned. Well, I'm the judge here. Well, see, this is why they have appeals courts, because district and superior court judges make mistakes and they do things that just are unconscionable because they have an agenda. And this is the thing about foreclosure defense you should understand, all right? There's a lot of things that I talk about in my class that you need to be aware of, and I'm going to bring that up in this particular session because I don't normally share stuff like this, but I have a classic example right here in front of everybody's face. Trump is saying that the judge has gone crazy in his hatred of Trump. This is exactly what Attorney General from New York, Letitia James, according to Michael Cohen's statements, Trump says they're all a big lie. He just admitted it. Broke down in court. Radical left judge says he doesn't care. He's trying to protect Letitia James, who has no case, lost the appeal, but has a tyrannical and unhinged Trump-cating judge. And see, it's who you know. She campaigned. I will get Trump. Can I get him? Yeah, she did. And of course, Trump says long before she knew anything about me, judicial misconduct coupled with prosecutorial misconduct, somebody from the state of New York has to step in and stop this complete and total miscarriage of justice, Trump wrote. Well, you see, here's the thing. They're trying to impeach Cohen on the witness stand, right? Seeking to establish a pattern of Mr. Cohen lying under oath to discredit him. That's allowed. But you see, every time Alina Habba, President Trump's attorney, was up there questioning him, she's paying attention. The judge's law clerk, who Trump has made fun of, which is what got him the $5,000 fine in the first place, is sitting right adjacent to the judge. And they're exchanging notes back and forth. That's number one. Was anyone paying attention? Obviously, the attorneys were. Gee, I'm wondering why the defense attorneys didn't point that out. Huh. Is it because they're bar-licensed attorneys and they don't want to upset the judge by pointing out, what's this objection, Your Honor? What's this note passing going on between the two of you up there? Who's trying this case? Is she the referee or are you, Your Honor? I'm going to admit, put that on the record. You notice they're not saying that? You see, they're not pro se litigants. Understand that. And then when Alina Habba is questioning Cohen, the clerk is rolling her eyes in the back of her head. You got to watch what goes on in that courtroom. Obviously, the attorney knew it. Did she say anything? Only to the media. Because we all became aware of it in the latest article that's been out about Trump's reaction to all of this. And his own attorney said, yeah, I saw the judge's clerk's eyes roll in the back of her head when I was questioning a witness. So, like, who is trying this case? Something going on between the clerk and the judge we don't know about? I'm asking a question now. I'm not making a statement. You know, who's diddling who here? We don't know. You see, when stuff gets politically charged like this, you get what you get. This is our two-tiered system of justice. So, you know, why people keep electing Letitia James, you know, she campaigned on it. Why would you put this woman back in? She's wasting New York tax dollars. In fact, New Yorkers are going to pay for all of this sanctuary state garbage. When are people up there going to wake up in the Empire State, huh? I mean, a lot of you already have. But there's a lot of you out there that just going about your daily life like nothing's going on. They just want to be like Letitia James. I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him. Yeah, whatever. And these guilty pleas that are going on down in Georgia right now, a former prosecutor, David Gelman, is saying those plea deals are unlikely to help prosecutors convict the former president anyway. It's not going to happen. But, of course, you got Chris Christie out there. Are they tightening down the screws? The walls are closing in. He's an idiot. All he's trying to do is make himself look good. And, Governor Christie, I hate to say this, you're not making yourself look good. You're making yourself look stupid. Trump is way ahead of you in the polls, and everything that you're saying is only hurting your own campaign because, like many politicians, you don't know when to keep your mouth shut. You say things because you think it's going to politically benefit you, but it's not. This is a problem with our political system here. We can say whatever we want and get away with it. Because, you know, does anybody really care? Apparently a lot of people do. I mean, we wouldn't have Trump haters in this country and people that hate MAGA if our own administration that's currently serving in the capacity of an administration, whether de jure or de facto, they say it, so it must be true. In other news, a pilot of a twin-engine Hawker aircraft started rolling down a runway after being told to line up and wait for takeoff. You know what happens when you don't pay attention to air traffic control, right? We're on Houston's Hobby Airport. This is where Southwest and everybody lands, right? The smaller airlines land at Houston Hobby. The rest of them all at Bush IAH, okay? Understand that. Anybody that's been to Houston knows this, right? So here we have a plane that has been told, a twin-engine Hawker, has been told to stay put, line up and wait till we give you the signal. No, it starts taking off just as another twin-engine Cessna is landing, and the Hawker aircraft became airborne before returning to the runway, and it clipped the tail of the Cessna. None of the eight people aboard the two airplanes, five on the Cessna and three in the Hawker, were injured, according to the NTSB, but they're going to investigate. The runway was shut down for 3 hours. All these planes had to divert, couldn't land because the runway was tied up with this nonsense because somebody wasn't paying attention. I guarantee you the pilot of that twin-engine Hawker, boy, he's going to be lucky if he keeps his pilot's license after this. Here's something else of interest. Remember those two teens, the arrogant little bastards that ran over that retired police chief? Andreas Probst, remember that? They filmed it. They hit him with the middle of the stolen car they were driving. Oh, we're on a joyride. Well, they appeared in court more than 2 months after being in custody. This Jesus Ayala, 18, and Jameer Keys, 16. They are back in court 2 months after they allegedly recorded themselves intentionally plowing into this attorney and killing him while he was riding his bike. They went off the side of the road and hit the guy, okay? So the teens, they're in court. They're covering the right side of their faces to hide themselves from the cameras before appearing to cover their mouths to suppress their laughter. They thought it was funny. Even their attorney was laughing. These two showed no remorse at all. And apparently they seemingly flipped off their victim's family during the court hearing. Gave them the bird. It's just a game to them. Ayala's public defender, David Westbrook, was laughing as well. I would seriously like to know, because this is KNTV was videotaping it and caught him laughing. Wonder what was so funny. The guys were arrogant enough to record their dirty work. Picture's worth a thousand words, especially to a jury, right? How do you think that's going to end up? What's your verdict? Should we juice them? They were charged with murder and they're being tried as adults. Yep. Juice them. They won't think it's so funny once they get the death penalty. And this time, you know, they get all these appeals. It's just, that's the bad thing about our death penalty system in this country. They get all these appeals and they spend 12 years behind bars of taxpayer expense. How is it that they're allowed to do that? If in fact a jury says, look, they killed him. You don't get to appeal. Make them plead guilty. Make them waive their rights to appeal. Get over with the execution. In fact, here's a great idea. Why don't we put them both in the street and run them over with a car? Yeah, let's chase them down. Put them on a bike and let them do the same thing. Hey, eye for an eye, right? I know a lot of you are thinking that. The arrogance of these kids. But you see, it should send a message to the rest of us. If this is how these kids of today are thinking, we really need to arm ourselves. You got to be careful. You got to be looking left and right, just like Jappo on Blue Thunder. I'm not going to explain what the word Jappo means, because I think anybody that's seen Blue Thunder knows exactly what it means. But you got to look up, look down, look left, and look right. You got to be aware of your surroundings when you go out. It's craziness. And these guys just make fun of the fact they killed a retired cop. They think it's funny. Good God. So much for society, eh? Now we move on to the economy. As I told you, Yellen must be doing mushrooms because she says it's doing so well, people are feeling good about their finances. Really? You know why the GDP is going up? I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that people are buying guns, ammo, and stockpiling food. I think they're really afraid of what's going to happen, and they're trying to bolster. They're trying to pay down their credit card debt. They're trying to do something, or they're buying supplies. God, not toilet paper. How much toilet paper? Look at it this way. Even if you were going to the bathroom three times a day, which is normal, you would generally, one person generally would, I don't like to get into these statistics, but come on. One person could use, all right, let's just say this. It's a numbers game, right? How many rolls of toilet paper, double rolls of toilet paper in a big package, right? 24 rolls? 12 rolls? The average person goes through one roll of toilet paper a week. A week. One roll. Unless they're sick. And they've got the flying turkey trots or something. I mean, they're going to go through one roll a week, right? Now do the math. That's 52 rolls in a year. If you're buying two rolls, that's 104 rolls for 2 years worth of supply. That's a lot of storage space. Now, if you've got a family of four, multiply 104 for 2 years times four. You come up with, right, 416, right? 416 rolls of toilet paper. Let's do the math here. And divided by, let's say, a 12-roll pack, that means you got to buy 35 rolls of 12-pack toilet paper in order to supply your family with enough wipe. Wow. That can add up. That stuff's not cheap, which is why the bidet or bidet is making a comeback. Here's another reason why the economy's not doing so well. Remember this Universal, NBC Universal's Peacock streaming service? It's losing. It's lost, first off. $565 million in 3 months. Peacock has. It's funny because they're bleeding my bank account for a dollar a month for some special I've tried to cancel, and Peacock's got no way of canceling it. You know, I'm glad they're losing money. I hope they go bust. They're expected to lose $2.8 billion this year. I hope they go bust. It's just another one of these streaming channels we don't need anymore. Oh, but Janet Yellen says people are feeling good about their finances. Well, they're obviously not buying Peacock anymore. The world's oldest central bank, by the way, is seeking a $7 billion bailout after massive bond losses. Why? Same reason as everybody else. Dun & Bradstreet's Jim Reed talking about it in this article we have posted on our email blast, which you probably want to read. Gavin Newsom, by the way, is pledging that California will be Xi Jinping's long-term stable and strong partner. Isn't that amazing? Gavin Newsom is aligning with the CCP. Gavin Newsom has just basically pulled his pants down and admitted he's a communist. He's a commie sympathizer. Anybody that would open his mouth and say, you want to vote this guy into the presidency of the United States, really, the way things are going? He wants to do business with China because it involves climate change, electric vehicles, and green energy technology. We are 30 years behind any kind of improvement in that category, folks. And for those of you out there, and I just literally, I can speak from experience in dealing with the situation on my own. Housing affordability has gotten so bad. Do you know that the qualifying income to buy a house now is over $100,000? You won't be, until this is New Industry Housing Report, you will not be able to afford a median priced home unless you make at least $107,000 a year in income before taxes. Understand what I just said. And Yellen is saying that we really feel good about our finances. Folks, if you can't make six figures, you ain't going nowhere. Now you're in panic mode and you got to figure out what to do. And this green energy thing, this isn't helping matters unless you're going to produce your own energy. and you're going to our partners like Lion Energy, and you're putting in whole house systems to support yourself off grid, understanding what is going on, and you're bolstering with EMP shield. They have that technology now, folks. Siemens Energy stock has collapsed. Siemens Energy is out of Germany. Their stock crashed on Thursday after the company warned its wind turbine business is grappling with quality issues and offshore ramp-up challenges. Well, duh. You're killing the environment. What did you think? It wasn't going to happen? 37% plunge in stock prices of Siemens. Honda and GM have halted their joint venture to develop affordable electric cars. According to Ars Technica, they've called off their ambitious partnership that aimed to bring affordable EVs to the markets in North America, South America, and China. So it ain't happening. There's another thing. They're out of juice. They can't. They're 30 years behind the technology, but God, there's this race to develop EV because this climate change. Thank you, Greta, moron. People, God, you got to rely on a little twit like this, like Thunberg, whatever her name is, whatever she calls herself these days. The economy is so great. Michelin is going to close its Ardmore plant by next year, laying off 1,400 American workers. You think the economy is so great? Why is Michelin closing its Oklahoma tire plant? Why are 1,400 workers going to find themselves out of a job if our economy is doing so damn well, Janet? Here, Janet, have another psilocybin. Yeah, woohoo! Yeah, the economy's wonderful, isn't it? Yeah, like I said, your health is number one. That's number one. You can't function if you're sick. The Power Mall opens in about 9 minutes from now, and you need to stock up, especially on this little device right here. We also have, oh, get this too, this article that we've got on our email blast, three simple ways to alleviate constipation. You see what I'm holding in my hot little hand right here? Acupoint massage. It's able to enhance intestinal peristalsis to improve constipation. Look, if you run out of that, whatever it is you're taking, whatever laxative it is, comes in chocolate form or whatever. Yeah, but it tastes good. Yeah. Right here, this device I'm holding in my hot little hand. If you're watching this on streaming, you could be the master of acupressure. 20% off this device. Very limited time, limited number in stock. This is what you get. Did you know you can help treat constipation with this device? Well, now you do. Like I said, it's all about your health. Now it's where you spend your money with what you have that's going to make a difference. That's why we've got the HealthPoint machine. I cannot stress this enough, folks. You can be the master of acupressure. You can help others. You want solutions? I just gave you one. The FDA has approved a drug to treat ulcerative colitis. Again, Eli Lilly and Company, Big Pharma, I've got an alternative right here. Ulcerative colitis got to have something to do with your system being out of whack. That's why I've got the HealthPoint machine. Of course, you could change your diet too, like do something about like omega-3 fatty acids, probiotics, iron-rich foods, folate-rich foods, turmeric. We have supplements at the Power Mall for ulcerative colitis like calcium, bone active capsules, vitamin D, Optivita vitamin D, multivitamins like Grown by Nature multivitamins or Basic or Complete Essentials by Optivita, which already contain probiotics. We've got Living Streams Multi-Blend Liquid Probiotics and Latero Probiotic Capsules. And, of course, the Optivita Super Krill Oil for fish oil, which fights inflammation and blocks chemical reactions. Here's another little shocker for you. Remember 23andMe, the gene testing company? Guess what they're doing? They're launching a $1,200 a year service to find health risks in your DNA. You pay them to analyze your DNA to find out if you have health risk, and who do you think they're going to share that with? Some hacker who's going to give it to China? Really? You really want to go there? Oh, my God. We have a Cato podcast out there for good and ill. Your car's collecting your data. You probably want to watch it. A lawsuit against Tesla is now claiming that Elon Musk, Tesla, and their manufacturer knew of the malfunctions in the autopilot 2 years before a fatal crash. They knew it. Oh, you still want to go out and buy that piece of whatever? By the way, did you know that there was a brief tornado in San Antonio yesterday, shocking drivers on the roadways that were taping the funnel cloud using expletives to describe it? We have a video on there to show you all about that. And under gardening, farming, and homesteading, we have a do-it-yourself composting bin exercise for you to look at. Of course, all you got to do is just go to thepowerhour.com, click on the newsletter tab, and all this stuff is right there in your hot little hand. We will be back. Hopefully, we're going to reach out to Dr. Mark Richards, this book right here, Nobody Wants You Healthy, and have a big discussion about what we can do to help veterans and yourself, about testosterone, all that good stuff. We'll be back with more of the show. Dr. Mark Richards, after these important messages, stay with us.
Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sarah enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.